Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
I'm Ashley and Greg Barnes with you. And Greg, we've talked about the offensive center position, the offensive guard position, a lot of freshmen and sophomores there. The tackle positions where Carolina does have some experience on the offensive line. William Sweet, of course, got hurt last year, but looked good in the time he was healthy. Charlie Heck as well. Carolina's got some experience here. They'll need to be the leaders of this offensive line.
Yeah, no doubt, Tommy. And I think Charlie Heck's kind of the great story come out of last year as well. You had so many injuries on the offensive side of the ball, especially on the offensive line. Heck was a young guy who had some struggles early, but really bounced back and was fantastic the last half of the season. And you could argue that he probably should have been a guy that was third team all ACC. But yeah, when you finish 3-9 in the ACC, you're not going to get a lot of attention for those postseason awards, but really showed out. And as you mentioned, William Sweet early in the year looked really good. You know, a lot of hype with him coming into the year, thinking he can be kind of a stout option there at tackle. And so they expect him back. He's cleared to play after that ACL injury. So that is a very good 1-2 punch at both tackle spots. And then you got a guy like Jordan Tucker, who really came on as a young guy last year in practice. They like his skill set. And then you've got Mason Ville, who's kind of the veteran of the group. And so you got four really key guys there at tackle that maybe you don't alternate because Heck and Sweet are as good as they are. But you got guys that if you have to go with Ville or Tucker, you feel pretty good about them. And that's one of the reasons why, while Marcus McKeithen long-term is thought to be a tackle option, they feel comfortable moving him inside, as we talked about on our guard show, just because right now he's probably on the third team at tackle. And so he's not going to see a lot of reps anyway. So maybe you get him some work inside. So things look really good on the edge for the Tar Heels in 2018.
Got to stay healthy on the offensive line for North Carolina's offense to click. Next, we'll talk about the defense.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.